AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The House is poised to vote on a formal rebuke of Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for spreading debunked conspiracy theories and advocating violence against political opponents. Greene gave a speech to colleagues today, saying she looked up stuff on the internet in the past. That's why she questioned the 9/11 attacks and the school shootings in Sandy Hook and Parkland.
School shootings are absolutely real. And every child that is lost, those families mourn it.
Democrats like Massachusetts' Jim McGovern are not swayed.
Representative Greene in January 2019, on her social media, liked a comment that advocated a bullet to the head of the Speaker of the House. That doesn't bother you? That doesn't give you pause? Because there's a whole bunch of those kinds of posts on her social media.
President Biden today met with State Department employees announcing changes in U.S. foreign policy.
I made it clear to President Putin in a manner very different from my predecessor that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens are over.
He also announced that U.S. troops will remain in Germany. House Democrats have asked former President Trump to testify under oath for next week's Senate impeachment trial. They're seeking an explanation about his comments to a violent mob about storming the U.S. Capitol. A New Mexico State Highway Patrolman is dead. Police say that there was a shooting on I-10, the suspect also killed. Chicago's mayor's demanding the teachers' union reach an agreement on COVID-19 protocols to get schools reopen and teachers back in the classroom. Stocks were higher today. This is AP News. Kansas City plays Tampa in the big game Sunday, but there's a flap brewing over a Chiefs tradition.
The war chant, the hand-chopping motion, it's a tradition for Chiefs fans. But Native Americans say it's derogatory. So is the team's name, they say. They're planning a protest outside Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, site of Sunday's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Chiefs President Mark Donovan points out that last fall, the team banned headdresses and war paint from their stadium. And he says they'll continue to make changes that he says respect Native American heritage. The co-founder of the group that will protest on Sunday says, though, the chop conjures up images of Native Americans as savages. I'm Rita Foley.
High school volleyball players will be allowed to wear religious head coverings during games without seeking the approval of a state governing body. Last year, a Muslim teen in Tennessee was disqualified from playing. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.